Egypt is one of several countries in the Middle East where Syrians have sought refuge from the civil war in their country. Earlier this week, we reported on the rise of anti-refugee sentiment in Egypt. Today, we focus on what's happening in Lebanon. At least 600,000 Syrian refugees have gone there. They're not in refugee camps, but spread all over the country. And that's putting a lot of pressure on local resources, as Ben Gilbert reports from Beirut.
The suburban town of Bouchai is a quiet community of handsome condos and villas nestled among the pine trees of Mount Lebanon, with a view of Beirut and the Mediterranean below. Like many small towns in Lebanon, it's the kind of place where residents know each other. But the arrival of hundreds of Syrian refugees has shaken people here, like bakery owner Joseph Malouf. He says the refugees' arrival has made the town unsafe.
I have a daughter, 14, 15. She has a small dog. She walked every day at night. Now she can't.
She can't because Malouf says young Syrian men were gathering on the town's streets at night, drinking, starting fights, and harassing young women like his daughter. Thefts increased, and Malouf says he heard about rapes in nearby villages.
There's many strangers, people. We don't know who are there. And different culture. Our culture different than them.
As a response to these complaints, fears, and rumors, the municipal council here instituted a curfew requiring that all foreigners in town be off the street by 8:30 p.m. Everyone here says that really means Syrians and other non-Lebanese laborers. Malouf is all for it.
I think it's very good for the people here in Bouchai.
The curfew is not unique to this area. Across the country, and among Lebanon's usually divided religious and political groups, many agree on one thing. Syrian refugees are upsetting the normal order of things, and the curfews offer an answer.
The people, they've been moving numbers by numbers every day. They're adding numbers by numbers.
That's Fareed Nasser, the treasurer of the nearby municipality of Ramhalla, where the city council instituted a curfew after the number of Syrians mushroomed from 36 to more than 500 in just a few months.
First of all, they used to be like around 10 people. Then they started bringing their family, their kids, their wife, their mother, grandparents. So the area is getting to be a little bit packed, more than usual.
The curfew lasts from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. and is enforced by a local police force. Human rights groups here say the curfews are racist and classist. Lebanon's interior minister even said the curfews have no legal basis. But the practice goes on, mainly because the Lebanese state is too weak to stop it or to offer any alternative. There have been unconfirmed reports of vigilantes beating up Syrians caught violating the curfew. Fareed Nasser says that's not true, at least in his town, though he said it wouldn't be a big deal if a few Syrians, quote, fall on their faces, as he recalled Syria's vicious treatment of locals during its 30-year occupation of Lebanon. Back in the town of Bouchai, an 18-year-old Syrian from the war-torn city of Hama works in a car repair shop. His name is Mohammed, and he asked his last name not be used. He says he's heard about hooligans harassing and roughing up Syrians in towns nearby, but not here. He's okay with the curfew. He's just here to make money, stay out of the fighting at home, and not cause any trouble.
I go from work to home. That's all I do.
Meanwhile, a few doors down at Joseph Malouf's bakery, an Egyptian man, who asked his name not be used, makes pastries for customers. As a foreign Arab worker, he's subject to the town's curfew, and he's not happy about it.
When you are in a state that is not your own, you have to adhere to the laws that are in place. And, of course, I've also faced problems because of it. And I imagine if I had an emergency of some sort, or if I had to go to the pharmacy, if I had to go to the hospital for any reason, then I would face some trouble.
A customer named Miriam stops in to buy some bread. She's all for the curfew, but she points to the larger issues Lebanon is facing due to the Syrian presence beyond security worries.
There's a large number. Actually, it's been causing a massive burden and a massive pressure on the state and on the towns. So it's a real problem.
The refugee problem means tensions are increasing in this already tense country. A study done last month on Lebanese-Syrian relations showed that more than half of the Lebanese polled don't think Lebanon should accept any more refugees. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Beirut.